My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
We promised you would absolutely hear some Michael Stanley today as the Browns kick off training camp. Finally, it is here. It's in West Virginia. Okay, not here in Northeast Ohio, but still counts.
Still happening.
It is happening. And to talk about her accommodations, the Greenbrier Waltz, and so much more, down in West Virginia, appearing on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, we welcome in Mary Kay Cabot. Her weekly hit. We always love hearing from Mary Kay on Thursdays, as we've built quite the relationship over the years. Mary Kay, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, guys.
You're down there. It's year two of the Greenbrier, and we were talking before the show how drama-free this year, the offseason, and now that Amari Cooper is signed, how drama-free things are. And then Danny brought up 10 different issues with the Browns in a matter of like 20 seconds. A
lot of drama, Mary Kay.
So, Mary Kay, your level of drama going into the Greenbrier and training camp.
I think it's actually pretty low. Now that Amari is in, I don't think there is too much drama. There has been in the past, but there's really no one that's in a contract situation right now. There's no threat of any kind of even a hold in or anything like that. Most people are pretty happy with their situation. I don't really think there's much drama at all heading in. We'll see how that plays out, but so far it's pretty calm.
So some of the things that I do characterize as drama are how guys are coming back off of injuries, and obviously there are a couple of pretty important ones in Nick Chubb and Deshaun Watson, with Watson returning from a surgery on his throwing shoulder this offseason. What do you expect to see from him throughout training camp? And are we going to argue about how much zip is on the football until we grow tired over the next couple of weeks?
Well, zip will be a big thing, as it always is when someone is coming off of a surgery, an arm surgery like this. And in terms of this one, we've never seen a quarterback come off of a fractured glenoid bone. So this is a first, at least a first, from what I can tell. And so that is obviously going to be a daily issue. How much is he throwing? Is he throwing every other day? Is he on a pitch count? I think in the beginning, he's probably going to ramp up some. In minicamp, we did not see him do any 11-on-11s. So I would anticipate that perhaps they will start out with him maybe gearing up towards the 11-on-11s, maybe gearing up towards putting on the pads and being in every single drill. So we'll see how it goes. Some of this is governed by his own surgeon, Dr. Neil Eletrash, who works very, very closely with the Browns in coming up with this protocol. But I would think that they will play it safely in the beginning.
Are you getting a sense that the injury is going to be something we're not really talking about as we get further along in training camp? And do you think we'll see him in the preseason this year, especially with the new offense?
I don't think we will talk about the arm and the surgery as much as time goes on, because he looked so good in minicamp, and he seems to be a very fast healer. He feels really good, and it's not like with Anthony Richardson in Indy, he had a setback, had to stop throwing for a while, and I think you might see some of those things as you look around the league and time goes on a bit. But I don't know that that's going to happen with Deshaun. I think that they are being so cautious and so careful with him in ramping him up properly, that they might not have any of those setbacks where he has to shut it down for a week or 2 weeks or anything like that. And I do think that it just seems like it's going really, really well, better than expected. He's ahead of schedule. And if everything continues on this trajectory, it won't be an issue.
The other high-profile injury that we always have to talk about here is Nick Chubb, who is returning from what was a gruesome knee injury. Week two against Pittsburgh last year was placed on the physically unable to perform list. Yesterday, Mary Kay, what do you think would constitute a successful year for Nick Chubb coming off this injury?
I think, first of all, just getting back on the field and playing some football is going to be a remarkable accomplishment. And for most players in the NFL, that would be enough for a lot of people, because for him to undergo a second major knee blowout on the left knee and come back from it, that's going to be very, very tough. But it's Nick Chubb, and once again, his body is different than that of most human beings. He is a good and fast healer, and he's coming along really well. Once again, he's ahead of schedule. So the fact that they put him on active PUP means that at this moment, him trotting out for the opener is still actually a possibility. I wouldn't necessarily bet on it, but it could happen. Not that he's going to go out there and be the workhorse back. So to answer your question, I would say for him to contribute in a very meaningful way and get carries every single game, I think would be a wild success for him this season.
So you said, you know, maybe not the opener, while that is still a possibility. Does that mean we're thinking now, instead of mid to late October, the end of September, for Nick Chubb to be back playing in regular season games?
Well, he's in play right now for one of the first four games of the season. And if he is activated to practice in training camp, that means that they are holding out hope that he can play in one of those first four games, if not the opener. I'm sure they want the excitement and the euphoria of him running out between those red-eyed dogs against the Cowboys on September 8th. But, you know, if that happens, that would be great. But as of right now, they're holding out hope. They would be holding out hope that he can play in one of those first four games if you see him activated at some point during camp. If not, then he's going to miss those first four games, and he'll be more on the schedule that I think a lot of us thought, you know, he would be, which is get back out there sometime in early October.
Are you anticipating that either today is the day, or are we going to have to wait a little bit longer to figure out who's going to be calling the plays this season?
You know what? Maybe they'll get that over with and tell us right away. We're talking to Kevin after practice today, and maybe he'll just want to sort of end that distraction. It's not really a huge distraction.
Oh, it sounds like drama, Mary Kay.
No drama. But, you know, maybe he'll want to just put that thing to rest and not be asked about it all the time. Maybe he knows exactly what he wants to do already, and if so, maybe he's ready to stay. So we'll see, and that, you know, that'll be interesting. It definitely will be a story for a while throughout the season. I'm sure it will be. Who knows? I mean, he might go ahead and just say, let's get this thing over with and tell everyone now.
What do you think Amari Cooper's restructured contract means for the Browns wide receiving core in 2025?
Well, a lot depends on how Amari performs in 2024. If he still hasn't shown any signs of slowing down, then he would have an excellent chance of being back here in 2025.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
And if it looks great early on in the season, maybe they even do something, before the season is over. So they will have some options for him, including extending him during the season, after the season. You could always franchise him. So if he still looks like the Amari Cooper that has played here for these first couple of seasons, then there is a good chance that he would be back.
Are you surprised at all that Amari was unable to get guaranteed money going forward past this season in this negotiation?
No, not really, because, I sort of felt that this was going to be the way that it would go. I had been writing about some of the options, and this was certainly one of them, to just fix up this contract a little bit and not, not extend yourself as a club into next year at $25, $26 million until you sort of see how this year is going to go. When you start to get to age 30 with a receiver, you really want to see how they're going to look before you make that longer-term commitment. And that's just the reality of the situation. Some players and some receivers can continue on for a long time after they turn 30. Others start to wane a bit. So I think it was smart for both sides and a win for both.
Are any of the other guys that are on the PUP list long-term concerns? Is there anything that surprised you when that came out yesterday?
Well, there were a couple of surprises, and I knew there would be. I had been writing and telling people that there would be a surprise or two, because every year there always is a surprise. We don't have to hear about injuries in the offseason. They don't have to report them. And so you never know if a guy has a little knee cleanup or something like that. So Greg with the hamstring was a surprise. And then Dalvin Tomlinson with a knee was a surprise. But these guys are supposed to be activated at some point during training camp. That's the thought. That's the feeling. And it doesn't seem like anything that's going to linger on into the season. Now, some of them might end up going on reserve PUP at some time, which means they will have to miss the first four games. But at this point, everyone has a chance to come back.
Mary Kay, what else are you going to be doing at the Greenbrier? Because Daryl told us there's some scheduled off days. He was looking for things to do. He wasn't sure if golf was going to make sense, a little too expensive, at the resort. What is Mary Kay scheduled to be doing when you have some free time?
Well, first of all, you don't just have to golf at the resort if you choose to golf. There are other places to golf here. But I don't know if I'll do that or not. And then some of us are going to play pickleball on Sunday here, on the first off day. And then there's another off day on Wednesday. Generally, I work on my off days during training camp because we have to produce content 7 days a week. An off day for the players isn't really an off day for us. So I will still be taping a podcast, writing stories, taping a video on those off days, and just continuing to provide as much content as we possibly can. But we'll have some fun. It's a cute little town, Lewisburg. We don't actually stay at the Greenbrier. I hope people don't think that we're spending $400 and $500 a night to be down here. We are not staying at the Greenbrier. We are at a nice little place in Lewisburg, which is a cute little town. I think it's billed as the best small town in America, with all kinds of little restaurants and shops and some bars. And so somehow, some way, we managed to have some fun in Lewisburg.
Will you go to the underground bunker at the Greenbrier?
Well, because everyone asks me if I'm going to, one of these days or one of these years, I'm going to have to do that. And I didn't do it last year. I didn't have time. But this year I am going to, I would love to see it if I do have time. And I feel like I can't come home a second straight year without going into the bunker. So my plan is to do it.
It sounds like, Mary Kay, because of the content machine that you are forced to take part in, that we do need to find some drama for you. So what if I give you Wyatt Teller saying he's finally excited to play football again in the Tyler Dunn interview when he was, you know, openly saying that maybe Bill Callahan wasn't always a walk in the park when it came to getting ready for the football season? How about that?
Well, Bill was hard on the guys, and that's one of the reasons why they got so good. I mean, would Wyatt Teller have achieved the great heights that he did at his position without Bill Callahan? Probably not. He was very hard on Wyatt and the other guys. I watched him coach these guys really, really hard. Would DeJuan Jones have been the player that he was last year without Bill Callahan coming down so hard on him? I watched it from day one in minicamp, and it continued on through here at the Greenbrier, where DeJuan just took his helmet off once and just whipped it to the ground because he wasn't able to do the drill exactly the way that Bill Callahan wanted him to. But that's what a perfectionist is, and that is why this line has been so good. So we'll see. I mean, I think Andy Dickerson is going to be an excellent, excellent coach, but those guys were who they were largely because of Bill.
Mary Kay, we appreciate it as always. Enjoy your time. Take care. If you see Daryl wandering the street, he's looking for things to do. If you see Daryl, just, you know, take him out.
Make him play pickleball with you.
Oh, pickleball would be great.
I want to see Daryl play pickleball.
I think he's on the list.
Oh, yeah.
Mary Kay, who's the favorite in the Cleveland Browns media pickleball tournament?
I have never actually played the game, so I don't know. I think most of us are trying it for the first time, so I don't know. It's not going to be me.
Mary Kay,
it's probably not going to be me.
They removed the basketball courts right there in Bay Village because of the explosion of pickleball fanaticism all over the place. And there might have been an incident, too, on the basketball courts.
No.
So now it's pickleball central over there. So perhaps, you know, one of these mornings on an off day, we'll get over there. There's
okay.
A lot of pickleball going on.
Yeah, I'll see you there.
All right, Mary Kay Cabot, plaindealercleveland.com. We thank her as always. We try to create some drama for her. She's not buying it at all.
We associate drama with finances, and there's not financial drama right now. The Browns have taken care of all of that, and that's a great thing for this team, but that doesn't mean that they're drama-free. The play-calling thing, that is the thing that people have asked the question about the most all offseason. Who's going to call plays? That question's been asked of Kevin Stefanski every single year, and there never really was drama when Alex Van Pelt was the OC, but now that they've got a new offensive coordinator, I think that's legitimate drama. When Nick Chubb is going to return, that is legitimate drama. Just because it's not necessarily in, I do think that the offensive coordinator thing can be a distraction, but just because all the other stuff isn't something that can be looked at as a distraction doesn't mean it's not dramatic.
By the way, $47 to take part in the Greenbrier Bunker Tour. Now, they do have private tours that cost in the thousands of dollars, but, you know, it's more of a group thing. And no cameras.
Well, Plain Dealers got three reporters there, maybe four.
I'm surprised.
It's expensive.
Well, Daryl made it sound like we'd have to do a GoFundMe for him or something to get him in the bunker. It's $47.
And why don't you Venmo him?
Not in the mood for that today.
I'll have him. You know what? I've compensated him before for his photography, so why not?
But he can't take a camera down there.
I know. That's the only thing.
This is Achilles' heel.
That is going to be a problem.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.